got through the first three games anyway, and we're now in a final, so we'll just take it on the day, whatever way it goes. Ballinas Green, I suppose, worthy of being there as well, because they took a big scalp on the way to the final in cold rain. To be honest, I would have been banking on possibly maybe ourselves and cold rain for a final, so, you know, Ballinas Green done very well. I was away now that particular time and didn't see the match, but they must have done very well to play Coleraine, because Coleraine's league form, they were unbeaten. So they were going well. And
yeah, and most people were talking up Coleraine as well. They were putting in a big effort.
Well, they've put in a big effort, and all their men dropped out of the county scene, so they were just at club level only, and they were fresher, you know. And it was a big result for Ballinas Green.
Tell me about the campaign, your three games. Obviously, Glenn, the last one, but started with Swatra.
Well, Swatra was Parish Derby. They're always very tight, competitive games. And Swatra as a club have improved. They've got a few young players coming through. And they probably gave us as good a game as we got in the Championship. It was a tight match, although I think there were 6 points in the finish-up. But, like, for a good part of the game, they were on our tail.
Yeah, and then moved on to the second game?
Second game was Ballinderry, which was always going to be a big game, because I suppose Ballinderry, previous to ourselves, was the informed team in the county. And they still, I suppose, were of the opinion this year that they could probably take our scalp as well, but it didn't happen. And I think we ended up winning by 6 points. It was comfortable enough.
Yeah, and comfortable enough too against Glen Mahara.
Well, it was comfortable enough against Glen Mahara in some respects, but really maybe with 10 minutes to go, there was that very dodgy lead of 3 points. But we finally pulled away in the final analysis and won by 6 or 7 points, you know, so we were happy enough to get over the line.
And I suppose the usual juggling with the hurling as well, because Clonmel have added a fifth hurling title.
Yeah, well, I said they added that last Saturday evening there. And I say it was just week about football and hurling and trying to manage the thing, keep everybody fit. And thank God, you know, after the hurling final, everybody has come through unscathed. So that leaves everybody in good shape going into this match.
Yeah. And tell me, the team hasn't changed or altered all that much in the last year or so, has it?
Hasn't really, you know, any young lads that come in, the likes of young Keelan Feeney there, for example, has come in and has held his place. And it's basically the same team as lining out this year as lined out last year. And we have blooded one or two of the younger lads in the Swatra match. There's one or two of them come on. So we still have a nucleus of good young footballers at 20 years of age that'll be very useful over the next year or two.
Yeah. And of course the backbone, as usual, is Brendan Rogers, Chrissy McKeag, Patsy Bradley, Paul Bradley.
That's right, the experienced men were more or less fairly strong right down the middle, if you like. And at full forward, we have a strong lad in Shane McGuigan. He takes a bit of stopping if he gets turned and heads for a goal.
Yeah. And the appetite seems to be there?
Appetite's still big, yeah. There's no problem there at all, no problem motivating them, or there's no complacency. More or less thinking, well, we've won three. With big heads about ourselves, we'll be sure they won four. There's no guarantees, and they know that. They know that if they're going to win this final come Sunday, they're going to have to play for it.
Yeah. And tell me, how do you view Ballinas Green?
Ballinas Green will be difficult. As I say, I saw them against Green Loch, and they're still playing a defensive style of football and breaking from the back. And it'll be a tough, tough game. I don't know what way it'll go. It'll be apparently in the Coleraine game that they played, they got off to a great start and were up 3 goals and 2 points to a point in, say, 10 or 12 minutes. Now, and then Coleraine got a man sent off, barring the goal they got sent off at the early stages of the game. So I don't know what was on at the final score, but I was told that, you know, in the second half, Ballinas Green were holding on type of thing. Corian were putting it up to them during the second half with the man down, but they still won the match, and they've come through now to be in the final. So we know that it'll be it'll be difficult.
Yeah. Nevertheless, though, I suppose the Slochneil success has been built on a solid and miserly defence.
Well, very much so. Like, if we were to take Glenn, for example, in the last match, who, you know, the young talent, and particularly their forwards, were high flyers in most games and they opened up big scores. The statistics at the end of that match was that none of their forwards scored. And the 6 points that they scored, four of them were from frees. One was from a midfielder from play and one was from a half-back from play. So that would tell you that defensively we're still pretty sound. And we're hoping for the same result come Sunday.